That was Sly and the Family Stone, Hot Fun in the Summertime from 1969. Good morning.
Part of the 60s.
Exactly. And it also, it's kind of fitting because of the weather right now. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, it's just hot. It's not fun. It's not fun in the summertime.
Actually, Sly is Sylvester, and he was, in addition to the leader of the band, he was a producer.
Okay.
He produced a lot of records.
Okay. Nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, the show you're listening to right now, if you've just tuned in, is you're listening to The Mix.
Mm-hmm.
This is on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD here when you need us. And I'm your host, Dana Erskine. And guest hosting with me today is Boomer Bill. And he is a local DJ with us.
Right. Now, Dana, we've known each other a long time.
Yeah.
So you can just call me The Boom.
The Boom? Okay.
You don't have to be so formal. Just The Boom.
I will call you The Boom.
Yeah.
So you have two shows. You have a Monday through Friday show, the Rock and Roll Radio Hour with Boomer Bill. Mm-hmm. And then you have a Friday night show, the College of Rock and Roll Knowledge.
Right.
Can you tell me the differences between the shows?
Well, actually, the 10 o'clock show does not have a theme.
Mm-hmm.
It is basically the music of the 1960s. And I want to get as much music in as possible. So I might give a little filler information, but I don't overwhelm it with background information. Now, on the Friday night show from 7 to 9, it is a two-hour non-credit course on the history of rock and roll with the music of the 1960s. And on that one, I actually have an educational theme every week.
Okay.
Tonight is known and unknown drummers of the 1960s.
Yeah.
And with the known drummers, I want to do the unknown part about known drummers.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Let me think about it a little bit.
The unknown part about known drummers.
Okay, okay. And we have a song, Rolling Stones Under Assistant West Coast Promotion Man.
It didn't score, it was only an album, but I just like that song. Now, do you want me to talk about Charlie Watts and Ringo now or later?
You can talk about it now. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go for it.
Charlie Watts and Ringo are examples of very known drummers, but there's a lot of things about them that are unknown.
Yeah.
For example, the Rolling Stones and the Beatles desperately needed Ringo and Charlie Watts.
Yeah.
The Rolling Stones needed Charlie so much that they shoplift in order to pay his salary.
Yeah.
He was with another group, and they had to guarantee him at least the same money to join the Stones. So they would shoplift.
Yeah.
They were desperate. Oh, and, of course, they were unknown then.
Yeah.
Now, one thing about the Beatles and the Rolling Stones is that these drummers really were the catalyst to make them work, particularly Ringo. However, as leaders develop in a band, obviously Mick Jagger and John Lennon, as those leaders developed within the group, unfortunately, the drummer started taking a backstage.
Mm.
Okay, instead of becoming a group, it became John Lennon, Paul McCartney with a backup band.
Yeah.
And it was the Rolling Stones, it was Mick Jagger and Keith Richards with a backup band. Okay. So that became a sore subject as the career went on. There's a story about Charlie Watts. Now, Charlie wears a suit all the time, and he's the most formal of the Rolling Stones. And so one night about 2 a.m., Mick Jagger, who may have been inebriated, called up Charlie and yelled into the microphone, into the telephone, "Where's my drummer?" Okay. Charlie gets out of bed. He puts on a suit. He polishes his shoes. He goes up to Mick Jagger's hotel room and punches him in the nose. And he says, "I am not your drummer. You are my singer." So there's a lot of things going on within the group that, even though they may be well known, people don't know about. And that's what I like to bring out in the college, things that we may know the musicians, but we don't know the backstory.
Yeah.
That's what I like to do with the theme. But I got to do this. Hi, Allie. Hi, Carolyn. A couple people that listen to the show. I just want to recognize them.
Oh, awesome. No, thank you all so much for listening to the show.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. No, absolutely. Well, we're going to listen to that song, The Rolling Stones, Under Assistant West Coast Promotion.
Now, this was on an album, and it didn't rate anywhere, but I just love it. I just think this is a great Charlie Watts drumming.
All right, awesome. So here's that cut from Rolling Stones, Under Assistant West Coast Promotion Man from 1965 on The Mix.
Thank you.